Have you finished state testing? The kids are really restless and you have a million and one things to do? Must be the end of the spring semester. Today on Happier Music Teacher, 7 steps to finish the spring semester strong. Hi, and welcome to Happier Music Teacher. Are you a music teacher who has no time, no voice, and you kind of need to pee? I'm Beth Duhon. I'm a Christian, wife, mother, musician, and former stressed hot mess music teacher. I've been there. Join me every week as we work on easy micro actions so that you can be a happier music teacher. Happier Music Teacher, the podcast, just celebrated its first birthday. Can you believe it? I'm going to do a giveaway in honor of that, and here's how it works. First off, this is for people who have not rated or reviewed the podcast, so if you have not already, go ahead and rate and review it. Take a screenshot and share it with me in the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group or email it to me at bethduhon@me.com. The contest closes at midnight on May 1st, and then I will contact the winner with a free half-hour coaching. This week's Mindset Minute is a thought that the only thing you can control is you. Now, sometimes people will kind of sigh and tell you, well, only thing you can control is you. But I would like to flip that on its head and say, you get to control something, kind of, yourself. So during the month of May, when things get really rapidly paced and a little bit stressful and schedules are changing and you have way too much to do, you know the story, give yourself the gift that you can control yourself. And that's pretty great. If wrapping up the semester strong is your genre of my podcast, are you in luck? I actually have some back episodes. You might check out episode number 7, May is Cray, episode number 8, End of Year Teacher Checklist, and episode 53, fairly recent, 9 Steps to Get Everything Done the Last Quarter of School. Now, to be sure, those of us who work in education, probably you, the listener, those of us who have kids in school, also possibly you, the listener, know that May has a particular energy to it, but I'm going to do my best to give you a few ways to get a little bit better handle on it. Step number 1, and this might surprise you, is avoid the countdown. I was on a campus a few years ago where we were strongly discouraged, pretty much commanded, to not have countdowns in our classroom or with the kids. And at first I was a little confused by it. It seemed a little extreme, but now I am 100% on board. You can have your own personal countdown, but I really think that mindset that we are incarcerated and we are just marking down the days until we can escape, and then we pass on that same mindset to the kids, it really, whether we mean to or not, even if we make it sound really festive and fun and, ooh, we can't wait, they're aware we're getting to the end. But do we really need to spend that time and bandwidth with them to get them all hyped up about the end to the point where they'll show up and tell you how many days and how many minutes and how many hours are left? Instead, like I said, you don't have to deny it. You don't have to minimize it. But I'm saying for us in our classrooms, I'm not sure we need to maximize it either. Everybody knows, everybody's aware, and it's not the most positive thing in the world to be looking the kid in the eye and saying, 6 more days. So if you can, let's just avoid the countdown altogether. Everybody knows. I thought I was done with that thought. Apparently not. It just tells your brain and your body that this is something to endure, something to get through. It's a drudge. It's a punishment. And I just don't want to see it that way. So as much as you can, even though you are exhausted and certainly have earned the right to count down the days, let's just shift our focus a bit. The second step is to batch like tasks. Certain tasks will pair together easily. Certain days will lend themselves to that. Certain energies, certain times of day. So think about putting those like tasks together. If you're doing your certificates, go ahead and sit down and batch them and get them all done at one time. If it is copies that you're making for whatever reason, go ahead and make your list, gather it up, and do that together. If you have one thing to run to the front office for, go ahead and make it all the things that you can run to the front office for. That way, instead, you're not going back and forth and wasting your time and wasting your energy. And once you get in the focus zone for that task, you can really excel on it and get it off your list. Number 3 is make a master list. Let's make a master list for home, Let's make a master list for school, and if you have a side hustle like me, make a list for that as well. In fact, if you just know for school that it's going to be the same every spring like this, you could even make a list that you refer to regularly and you save. Mine is not particularly fancy or fussy. You might have guessed this by now. It is handwritten and just a version of getting things out of my brain and into paper. I don't think we need to compulsively rewrite the list or anything like that, but I think there is something about seeing it and let it jog your memory, giving you the reason to sit down and plan ahead what's going on in your personal calendar, what is going on in your work calendar, what's going on and doing your side hustle so that you can see it and so you can exhale a little bit and know where your focus is, know where your immediate deadlines are. If you've been listening to me any amount of time, you know I'm kind of a nut about that. This is one thing where I probably am almost type A. So go ahead and make your list. I think you'll feel better. Even if it's completely overwhelming, which I suspect it will be if it's like mine, at least you have all that out of your head and you can see it. And when you can see it, you can get some actions going for it. Kendra Adachi, the lazy genius, had a great episode a few weeks ago. And she said about have to and hope to for your list, just hoping you really prioritized. And she acknowledges and talks about how crazy the month of May is. I think there comes a point this time of year of acceptance, and it's not choosing not to be excellent. It's not that at all. But you are going to have so many have to's, as she says, that you're really not going to have the bandwidth for or the time and energy for the hope to's. Now, if you want to do those and you want to prioritize them, then you're going to have to bit that runway way back next year in order to accommodate them. But this year, with time being a reality, go ahead, focus on the have to in all those spaces. Your home, your school, your side hustle, anything else that I'm forgetting, and not the hope to's. Save those for another season. With that being in mind, though, step number 5 is consider future you. As you're choosing your lessons these last few weeks, as you are putting things away in your closet or cabinets these last few weeks or months, and as you're considering your classroom management, just remember it's still going to be you in the fall. And particularly as music teachers, it's really going to come back to you. You teach a spiral curriculum, so you definitely want to make sure that if possible, you are not putting your students behind for next year. You're not shooting someone else in the foot. You're literally shooting yourself in the foot with that. For your closet, same thing. In the short term, like I said, we don't have to be alphabetized. We don't have to have all that going on and little labels and cute pictures. No, unless you want to. But when you are putting things in your closet, just know that the person who's going to come back to the fall to unpack them is you. And like I said, sometimes we've all been there. It's just been a mad stash and dash. But you know that when you open that closet door or you unlock your classroom, you're just going to be a little bit deflated and defeated because you know it's going to be a mess. So much better if you can, whether you're calling for help, taking a little extra time, whatever it might be. Don't obsess about it, but at least give yourself the gift in the fall of a tidy closet. Give yourself the gift in the fall of students who are relatively caught up, whatever that means in this day and age. And then finally, with your management, if things are extremely loose in that last month or two of school, it's okay, but when you come back in the fall, there's going to be a disconnect for those kids. They're going to have a little bit of whiplash because April, May you was nothing like August, September you. And it's going to be a little bit of confusing and it's going to be a little bit of disconnect. So instead, of course, live in the season, which is May and spring and a little bit looser. But like I said, once again, don't shoot yourself in the foot management wise because you want to be the fun teacher in the spring. Then you have to tighten up in the fall. I would much rather be a little bit tighter with the discipline management than have to rein it back in. Finally, as you're planning and wrapping up everything, I want you to backwards plan just like you would when you're working on your curriculum or your lesson planning. Think about what must be true at the end of the year, right? All of your paperwork is in order professionally. All of your classroom and closets are put away, but get some clarity on that. You may not have to do as much as you think that you need to do. All of your lessons are complete. Your report cards are turned in. Special education logs, excuse me. There's going to be some things like that. So you need to back out and figure out what must be true. How long are those things going to take? And then keep on backing out and backing out. Backwards plan so you know what needs to be done when you walk out the door and then work it out backwards. Number 7, I get in this zone. I don't know if you do. I get in the zone where I just get so paralyzed with perfectionism and overwhelm and probably fatigue that I like I said, it's just a frozen state. It's an overwhelmed state. And even the most menial tasks that are not a big deal another time of the year, I kind of get a little freaked out about. So if you can, to calm yourself down, break each of those tasks into the most manageable chunk possible. Even smaller than that, if you think you need to. Well, we're just trying to get ourselves just out of that inertia into some motion so we can get some momentum. My supervisor is very organized, and for our end of the year standards of excellence, she's been sending it out week by week. It's just such brilliant chunking. And so it takes a task that is a little bit overwhelming and could be a little bit scary for her subordinates, and instead just breaks it into manageable chunks. So I want you to do that for yourself as well. On those tasks that really do feel daunting, first off, you might want to pull the, what are we pulling? The onion skin? Pulling the rope? Pulling the thread? We're pulling something so that you figure out where you're having the problem. Is it fear? Is it procrastination? Is it overwhelm? Is it fatigue? But at the end of the day, it almost doesn't matter. We need to get it from perfect to done, right? So take those tasks and really break them down. Break them down like an outsider. And if you need to do that on your list and really just step by step by step, whatever it takes to get you across the finish line. Here's a bonus tip. You can remind yourself that this does not last forever, even though it feels like it does, and that you've always completed it. You have, haven't you? So unless you're truly a first-year teacher, and even then you have other successes that you can build on, everything is not literally on fire. It just feels like it. So give yourself a firm talking to or some calming breaths and just remind yourself that this is a season. It's a hectic season, but there is good in this season. Look for it. Look for the beautiful parts. And like I said, you've always done it in the past. You will do it again. It's going to be okay. So as a reminder, you can certainly revisit those prior episodes we talked about at the beginning. I'm probably saying the exact same thing. Who knows? Go check it out. But here are some other things you can do to finish the spring semester strong. Number one, avoid the countdown. Number two, batch your like tasks. Number three, make your list in detail for your home, your school, and your side hustle for the month of May. Think about this point, have to, not hope to, that Kendra Adachi thought. Consider future you when you're looking at your spiral curriculum, when you're looking at your closets, looking at your management. Do a backwards plan to close that door and turn out the lights for the last time, just like your curriculum. Not probably your very last time unless you're retiring. Your last time for the school year. Breaking each task into the most manageable chunk possible. And finally, your bonus tip, remind yourself that this doesn't last forever and you've always gotten it done and you will this time too. This week's People, Podcast, and Promotion Spotlight shines on the book, Meals for Musicians, Delicious Meals to Fit Your Busy Lifestyle by Lysandra Booth. It's available on F-Flat Books. While you're there, go ahead and pick up Happier Music Teacher, 50 Days to Being a Happier Music Teacher at Home and at School. This week's verse of the day, Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. If you're a newer podcast listener to Happier Music Teacher, welcome. Here are a few things you might be able to do to support the podcast. The first is join the Happier Music Teachers Facebook group. That group is a source of joy for me, and I post in it daily. The second thing you might consider is leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And the third is purchasing Happier Music Teacher, currently on F-Flat Books and soon to come on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to the Happier Music Teacher. Don't forget to leave a review and subscribe and tell a friend.